With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Maureen Rive. A bill to declare intimate partner violence an epidemic in Ontario will be debated at Queen's Park next week. MPP Lisa Gretzky was joined by community advocates today to urge the government to adopt the bill.
This would be a very important first step and a very strong message from the province of Ontario to let people know that the government sees them, they hear them, they believe them, and that things will change.
There have been 5 femicides in Windsor over the last 3 years. Windsor police are looking for a suspect after a person was injured during a robbery this morning. It happened around 6:30 on Wyandotte Street near Marintet. A photo of the suspect can be found on WindsorNewsToday.ca. The unemployment rate in Windsor continues to creep up. The latest labor force survey showed Windsor's jobless rate went up a tenth of a percentage point to 7.5%. That ties Toronto's rate and is just behind the Niagara region. Ontario's unemployment rate sits at 6.7%. MP Brian Massey has launched a campaign to help move his Ojibwe National Urban Park bill through the Senate. It's been almost a year since the bill to establish the park was passed in the House of Commons. Parks Canada has already started the process to establish the park, but Massey's private member's bill would legislate the park's designation like Point Pelee or Banff National Park. Massey believes this is the best way to protect the land long term. In their home opener today, the Tigers defeated the Oakland A's 5-4. The Blue Jays beat the Yankees 3-0. On the ice tonight, the Red Wings host the Rangers. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers or flurries and a low of +1. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 10. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.